Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you, choir. God bless you. You were the one that sang this song, and you pray. You should pray like somebody that has understanding of the song. That one of the problems we have as a church is that we do a lot of things with our head. Our heart is not there. Most of the things we are used to it. In fact, this song, many of you have sung it many times. You don't even know what you are singing. There are many things we do in church that we do absent-mindedly. Praise the Lord. When you said hallelujah, you didn't think about it. I'm not sure you thought about it before saying hallelujah. Because you have been so used to it. God is good all the time. It's absent-minded. A person can be crying and say, God, why have you treated me like this? God, why are things not working? And immediately you say, God is good. He will answer you all the time. So, why say most of the things we do in church are absent-minded? And that's why we need to keep reminding you of the things you are saying and the power in the things you are saying. So you have sung yourself today. Whether you have sung or sang or sing yourself. Whenever I mention sing, I like using the three words. You fill in the gap. You have sung. You have sung. Whatever it is. Whatever it is you have done about it, is you have sung the song today, and you should pray according to the song. God has won the battle. Is that it? Are you sure? So he went to hell. He took the key. He gave the key to you, and you are free. So on the book in heaven, you are free. Hello? Whether they have released you or not, it doesn't matter. Whether you have released yourself or not, it doesn't matter. But written is that you are free. So you are the one that will now say, it has been written I'm free. Why am I still here? Let me tell you this. When slavery was abolished in America, some people were still slaves 2-3 years after. Because in the villages they were, they did not know that the proclamation has been made. They were still working in farms for their people because they did not know. So many people in church also do not know that Jesus has taken the key and he has decreed them free. But you are in this church, and today, whether you know or not, today you know. So you need to pray with that psyche that you are free indeed. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Like I've always shared with you, if you watch yesterday's match between Man City and Real Madrid, the score was what? For what is written in John 3:16? I intentionally use John 3:16 because many of you know football scores, but you don't know Bible verses. Should I give another Bible verse? Genesis 1:1. You know, if you attend school, when the teacher is giving an example, he uses simple examples. But when he gets to the exam, now, powerful. Can we go to the exam? Okay, what I'm just saying is this. If I didn't watch the match, but if I had watched the match, and I'm watching the match with somebody today, you know, that kind of match, two big things. It's going to be an interesting thing. Match. And there will be many chances in those games that will be missed. So if you are supporting a team, and the man is about to score, you would think he's about to score. If I have watched the match, I would just do my hand like this. And be watching. I know he's not going to score at that time. You can be jumping up. Hey, and you know, you'll be doing your leg like this. It doesn't matter. In life, whether we like it or not, the match was played yesterday. We know the score. No matter how much they show the match, the score is the score. The goal was called 51, 53, and so many. It will always be like that forever. Whether you are watching it afresh. Do you understand? 2,000 years ago, Jesus won the victory. And we are sure of that victory. Is the person that does not know that is watching the man and say, hey, he goes, go! Jesus won.
And it was not 100-0. I don't know what to quantify the number. But the game, the battle, was won by Jesus. So watch the game with confidence. Pray the prayers powerfully with confidence, knowing that you cannot lose, that the battle has been won for you already. And it has been written with your name on it that the battle has been won. If your father told you there is a money in bank for you, and he gave you a check, when you are going to bank, you don't ask for account balance. I have discovered that it's people that don't have money that normally ask for account balance. It's when you don't, you are afraid. I hope nobody has entered to carry my small money, account balance. Nobody, you put the money there. A rich man doesn't check account balance. He knows the money is there. If the money is not there, he has money to sue to make more money. But he doesn't check account balance. Just say, give me account balance. Then when they give it, you go to ATM. People are checking account balance. And they are using their body to cover everywhere. If you have money, you know they check account balance. Are we here? We are not checking any account balance. We are sure that Jesus won. And we are coming to draw, to withdraw from that victory. Do you understand what I'm telling you? We are withdrawing from that victory with our names on it. We have no doubt about it. Haggai chapter 1, let's take the first 11 verses and pray against losses. This is the last of the messages in our series for this month. I know the first Sunday we came and we preached about supernatural progress. The first Wednesday, what was it? Battle against progress, for anti-progress forces. We came the second Sunday and we preach about war, supernatural lifting. Look at how they are looking at me. No notes, no nothing. They know all the Bible warfare, so they don't write anything down. What was that in? There is one prayer for a great pastor prayed. I will allow to pray now. But unfortunately, I did not write it down. The following Sunday, second Sunday was supernatural lifting. The second Wednesday was what? Lifted from the dunghill. The third Sunday was Easter. We took Jesus, paid it all. The third Wednesday, we took breaking the siege is broken. And the fourth Sunday, which was 3 days or 4 days ago, what did we take? Supernatural increase. And today, we are here for war against demonic losses. All were planned intentionally to give us a divine shift. Haggai 1 from verse 1. In the second year of Darius, the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai, the prophet of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehoiada, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say, the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of God came to me by the hand of Haggai. Came by the hand of Haggai, the prophet. Is it a time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses? Why his house lies in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested a little. Is he on the screen? Okay, let's switch it out. Let's go verses. Let's go. You have harvested a little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. I can't hear the voice. You Thus so put them in a bag with holes. Let's continue. We are going to verse 9. I don't know if you are taking notice. How many times have you read, consider your ways? Twice now. Okay, let's continue. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build a house that I may take pleasure in it and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. Look at this again. You look for much. Let's go back to verse 9. I'm not hearing you. Let's go. 1, 2, go. You look for much, and behold, it came to little. And you have brought it home. I blew it away. Why? Declares the Lord. Because of my house that lies in ruins. Why each of you busies himself with his own house. Let's continue to verse 11. Continue. Verse 10. Therefore, the heaven above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I have called for a drought on the land and the hills, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, on what the oil, the crown brought, brings forth, on man and beast, and all their labor. I'm not here to talk about money, but I'm here to talk about an increase, and I need you to know that it is not every time that is a devil that is against us. Listen to me. Me. I will never intentionally make friends with a person that does not give. It's not that I need anything from the person, but I need people that is easy for God to bless them near me. Me. I will not give a leadership position if I know. Fortunately for us in church, we don't write our names while giving. So I don't know who gives and who does not give. But if I know, I will not give a leadership position to a person that is not a giver. I will not be friends with anybody that does not tithe. I will not be friends with anybody that does not give offering. I will not get close to anybody that everywhere people are giving, he never gives anything. Why? Heaven is always against such a person. Heaven is always, see, it is not in the amount that you give. It is in the heart you have for giving. There are many people in church praying and praying, oh Lord, bless me, oh Lord, bless me. But they are not givers. God does not give to people that are not givers. Can I shock you? There are many people that are not believers. They don't know the way to heaven. But they are givers. They are blessed. Why? It is written, blessed is the one that giveth than the one that receives. Anyone that does not have a heart for the house of God does not have supernatural increase. Anyone that does not have a heart for God does not have supernatural increase. Anyone that came to church of his own accord, picked a thing and wrote, I'm going to give you this, God, and has not given it to God, does not have supernatural increase. I am shocked. I have had calls to preach for people, teach them prosperity by the word of God and various things. And I've always thrown this challenge, and I've thrown it in church many times. If you don't believe in the tithe, I beg you, let's do a challenge. Give your tithe for 3 months. Wherever you are giving it, write it down. Write the amount down. Have a proof that you are giving that tithe. After 3 months, if it is not worth you giving the tithe, I will refund it. Anywhere I preach about giving, I'm not a master about raising funds, but I think I will have knowledge about the power of giving, and I preach it well without cajoling anybody. When a man does not give, he struggles everywhere he is, and everything around him struggles. Everything around him struggles. It does not mean he will not end well. He will end well. He will end well, but he will have nothing to show at the end of the month. He will end well, but he will be in debt at the end of the month. He will end well, but he will never move forward. He will end well, but when there is calamity, he is the first one to be removed. That is the issue. And the issue in Haggai chapter 1 is that they abandoned the house of God, like most of us have done, and they are busy themselves with their own businesses. And at the end of the day, God intentionally gave them a wonderful president. And they are enjoying the fruit of their labors. Bad habits. Let's take the first thing. Let's handle it. Let's handle the first thing. Whatever belongs to you that have withheld from you. Lord, I ask that you forgive me. Can we pray that in the name of Jesus? Whatever belongs to you that I have withheld from you. Oh Lord, I ask that you forgive me. In the name of Jesus, in whatever ways I have not been passionate about your kingdom and about your house, oh Lord, I ask that you forgive me. I ask that you forgive me. In whatever way I have not joined in the building of your kingdom, in whatever way I have withheld from what you have given me, in whatever way I have taken what belongs to you, oh Lord, I ask that you forgive me. In the name of Jesus, put your two hands on your head. Let's say, pray from, say, every cause of a robber that has afflicted me, oh Lord, by your mercy, let the cause be broken. In the name of Jesus, every cause of a robber, say, can a man rob God? Every cause of a robber that is working against my life and my destiny, oh Lord, arise, oh Lord, arise. Every cause of a robber that has arisen against my life and my destiny, oh Lord, arise. Arise and forgive me. Arise. Forgive me. I ask that the mercy of the Lord shall speak. Let the mercy of God speak. Let the mercy of God speak. 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 Let the mercy of God speak. Let the mercy of God speak. Let the mercy of God speak. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, most of us, while we are growing up, our parents always give us money to give. So most of the time, maybe you went to body house, or when you were going to university, it was the first time you were giving bulk money to hold. If you are not trained well, the mentality at the back of your head is that you only give from what your parents give you, not from what you have. And what you are giving to university is a money, is an increase for you that the Lord wants something from. But what I'm just saying is this. You have to have a heart for giving for you to move forward supernaturally. David said, I will not give anything to the Lord that cost me nothing. The Bible says, telling Israel, say, three times you shall appear before the Lord. And when you appear, you shall not appear empty-handed. Please, don't make this mistake. If you are a tither and you want to give to the Lord, please, don't make a mistake of spending from your salary or any increase before you give your tithe. Except you are an experienced tither that cannot be moved. If you give, spend your money before you give to the Lord, it will get to a time when you have the temptation that, oh God, the Lord understands. This money is nearly over. That's almost finished. But if you give the Lord first, you will never have a feeling ever that the money is about to finish. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not here to teach giving. I'll come later in the year and set you on it again. If you don't, he said, honor the Lord with the first fruit of your substance. So for every of your substance, the first is the Lord. When you don't give the first to the Lord, there's a tendency of a devil attacking it, and you might not be able to give it. If you give the first to the Lord, the rest is blessed. The devil cannot attack it. Listen, the even somebody that earns 10 million per month, the salary is not enough for them. There's nobody that has money, and the money is enough. If money were to be enough, Dangote would be somewhere in Bahamas having a party and resting. But the money is not enough for him. He's still looking for more. Money is not enough for anybody. Do we understand that? So if you want to give, make up your mind to give and give with your whole heart. Let's read verse 6 and verse 9. And I go into what I came here for today. Verse 6 and verse 9. Can we read it together? You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Verse 9. Let's read verse 9 also. You look for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Declares the Lord, because of my house that lies in ruins. which each of you busies himself with his own house. Is there anybody that this is your experience? Bad eyes. Bad eyes. Bad eyes. Bad eyes. Bad eyes. Bad eyes. Can we? I pray for everyone here. Peradventure is the hand of the Lord that is against you. I ask that the mercy of the Lord will speak for you today. In the name of Jesus. If the hand of God himself is against your finances, who can help you? Except mercy speak for you and except grace speak for you. Therefore, I come today by the blood of Jesus and I ask that since we have all repented, let the mercy and the grace of the Lord speak for everyone here in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Lord can do this and can do this. But most of the time, it's the devil that does this. Lift your right hand up and say, every demonic losses against my life and my destiny, say, let the losses come to an end. In the name, say, I come by mercy. I come by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic losses. Every demonic losses, let the losses come to an end. In the name, I call my grace, I call my mercy of the Lord, and I decree, let every demonic losses against my life, my business, my destiny, my career, every demonic loss, let it come to an end. Let demonic losses come to an end. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have been, say with me, say demonic losses of life. Say, be terminated. Say, it shall not come near my house. Demonic losses of house. Demonic losses of life. Of livelihood. Of life and livelihood. Shall not come near my abode. Shall not come near my habitation. In the name of Jesus. Every demonic losses. Demonic losses of life and livelihood. Demonic losses of life and livelihood. Shall not come near me. In the name of Jesus. Say, we come against every demonic miscarriage. Demonic stillbirth. We arise against every satanic loss of children. Satanic miscarriages. Satanic stillbirth. We come against you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Say every demonic loss of opportunities. The Lord rebuke you. Can you pray for us? Every demonic loss of opportunities. Let them be terminated. Let them be terminated. Demonic loss of time. Demonic loss of opportunities. Be terminated. Be terminated. Be terminated. Demonic loss of time and opportunities. Be terminated. In the name of Jesus. Demonic losses of opportunities. Of time and opportunities. Come to our name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Some of you were stars in the past. But now you are nowhere to be found. Because you have lost your cutting edge. You have lost impact. You see, when a man does something well and people praise you, beware. Because you just, before you know it, the practice you need to, you don't want to make, the all the preparation, you don't want to do it because you have arrived. And before you know it, time and chance waits for nobody. Everybody behind you will just pass. Pew! Have you not noticed that some time ago, concerning something, now you only then they call. When they hear your name, everybody say, ah, the guy don't arrive. Now, nobody will look at your side. When you lose your cutting edge, you start going down. Beware of the accolades of men. Beware of the accolades of men. Don't be like Samson that did not know his hair has been cut off. I will stand up again. I will go again. I will go again without checking. If I have a hair, I will go again. After all, nobody is as strong as me. I will go again and I'm win again. He got there. It was late for him. He has lost his cutting edge. When you don't prepare, when you don't read, when you don't study, when you don't go to the extra mile, it's just a matter of time. Listen, that platform you have, many people desire it. If you lose it, you might never get it again. Listen, I will never forget the first time Hebrews chapter 10 or 12 struck me. He said, do not enter unbelief like Esau, who for a morsel of bread sold his birthright and look for it with everything he has. He never got it again. He never got. When you have opportunity, don't misuse it. You might never have it again. Because that same thing you are joking with, many people are looking for it. Do you know what? There are thousands of people that are better than you, but they are hidden. They are in a secret place. Nobody is seeing them. They are only looking for one opportunity. If you mess up in your office and they replace you, that's when you will know that they are better stars than you. Are you here? Don't joke with opportunities. Don't lose your cutting edge. When we talk about losses, many times it is not demons, it is us. This arrival mentality is putting many people into trouble. Some people are supposed to be students. They are already teachers. Already teachers. May you not be exposed before your time. Do you understand? Lift your right hand up. Say, my Father, if I have lost my cutting edge, if I have lost my impact, oh Lord, restore them back. Restore, restore, restore my impact and my cutting edge. Oh Lord, arise, arise. 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 Arise! Restore my cutting edge! Arise, arise, arise! Restore my cutting edge! Arise, arise, arise! Arise and restore my cutting edge! In the name of arise! In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Remember what I told you about Esau? He lost favor. He looked for it with everything he had. He never got it. Can we pray? Every demonic loss of favor, let it be terminated. And then every demonic loss of favor, let it come to an end. I receive favor. I receive favor. Every demonic loss of favor, let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Every demonic loss of favor, let it come to an end. Come to an end. Let it 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 come to an end. Lift your right hand and say, I receive back every demonic loss of speed. Every speed I've lost. Every speed I've lost. Anywhere I've sat down to rest when I'm supposed to be moving forward. Oh Lord, restore back. Restore my energy. Restore my cutting edge. Every demonic loss of speed. Let there be a restoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Meant to be a star. And then he entered into one stupid relationship with one stupid boy somewhere. And he lost focus totally. She lost focus totally. Oh yeah, yeah, person that has no future, going nowhere, just enter her life. At the first that she thought, it's not possible. He thought, it's not possible. And then lost focus. Started sleeping with the guy. Do you know that when people cry much, after a guy leaves and says, after all I've done, most of the time it's sex. If there were no sex, the heart will not be broken more. After all I gave you. He asks, what did you give? You pastor, you will not understand. After all I gave, you gave food. You lost focus. Focus. Because of 1 year, yeah boy, has no destiny, no future ambition. Going nowhere, you lost focus. Sold yourself cheaply because you think your thought, your life is delayed. Now, you are praying up and down, moving up and down. And looks as if God is not angry. But today, mercy is speaking for you. I decree and I ask for anyone that have dropped from a mountaintop into a valley by any kind of distraction, let the mercy of God begin to speak for you. Let the mercy of God begin to speak for you. Let the mercy of God begin to speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, singles. I'm not here, but let me just say something quickly. See, when somebody is not the right person for you, all the signs will be there. All the signs will be there. Now you go see the sign, go just say, I saw this sign. I bind this sign. This sign. Oh Lord, change. When a person unconsciously introduces himself to you, accept his introduction. Let me show you one of the unconscious ways to introduce yourself. I've behaved like a good boy to my girlfriend, Wilt. A good boy. And Wilt has fallen in love. One day we went to Jackman and I did. It is not in every way that I will use my mouth to introduce myself to you. By I've introduced to you, there are some things I am hiding. And one of it is anger problem. That soon I will start beating you after I've put it in your hand. There is nobody that God does not show sign. Yes or yes? If you like, say no. There's no option here. God shows everybody sign. I pray for everyone here that has lost focus. Everyone here that has lost focus. Everyone here that has lost focus. Everyone shattered, battered in despair. I ask that the Lord will put you back together. The Lord restore your focus. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Oh Lord, if I have been distracted, Lord, bring me back together. Put me back together. If I have been distracted, oh Lord, help me, help me, help me. If I have been distracted, help me. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. Many have lost their capabilities and their capacity. Capabilities and their capacity. In those days, when you give them things to do, the way they put everything to it. Now, if you give them to do now by struggle, the capacity is not there. The capabilities are shaking. The capabilities have been overtaken by event. In fact, it looks as if they are no longer talented. Whatever the enemy has taken from you, concerning your talent, your gifting, your capability, anything, any sharp instrument that has been blunted by the enemy, today we ask that the Lord will restore you back. Let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a restoration for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. In life, everything has a value. Many has lost value. I pray for you. Where you are worshipped like a king, may men not speak saliva on you there. When you lose value, that's why the Bible says, if a sword should lose his value, what would they do on it? They will trample. They will trample on it. Trample. That's what they will do to a sword that loses its value. There's no restoration back for him. Stretch your hand here. Can I have a keyboard better? Louder? Anyone that has lost value, lost honor, lost glory. Anyone that has lost value, lost honor, lost glory. Anyone that has lost value, lost honor, lost glory. Let there be a restoration for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, restore my value. Restore my glory. Restore my honor. By the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise by the blood of Jesus. Restore my value. Restore my honor. Restore my glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. The people you associate with determines the value people give you. I jokingly saw somebody saying, since the time where Popov joined Samosa as small chop, in value increase. Because she remain at the same place. Listen. If you work with some people will never talk to you. If you check you up, see your friends, some of us, all what we owe you is greeting. I just greet you. If you are a friend of such person, you are moving with such people, no. I can't be your friend. Soon you will put me into trouble. Why? What you associate with determines your value. Are you here? Can I shock you? Do you know that the area you stay also determines the value of a house or area? Land, now land everywhere. Now area make one land more expensive than the other. I hope you know. I hope you know that. Okay, all of us are busy. Make a note, talk past this one. The size of land, 5,000 square meter, is the same in America, same in Ogbomosho, same in Abuja, but the prices are different. Now the area that land is associated with, now it determines the value. So when the farmer of came to Abuja, just say, I wish I can carry my father's house from Ogbomosho and bring it to Abuja. See money. Now value. Now association, they determine value. One bedroom somewhere in Abuja is 1.5 million. One bedroom somewhere in our area, I don't know the price. Fill in the gap. Now, association. Who you work with, where you are, it matters. Do you understand? If anyone has lost value, lost honor, lost glory, let the blood of God Jesus restore them back unto you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a restoration of value. 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 In the name of Jesus. Have you read the story of Ruth before? If you read Deuteronomy 28, it's 28. Oh my God. Is he 18 or? It's not 28. 28 is where there is blessing and curses. There's a place in Deuteronomy, is it Deuteronomy, where the Bible says, a Moabite shall not enter the presence of the Lord until the 10th generation. A man born of illegitimate birth, a bastard, illegitimate child, shall not enter until the 10th generation. But he was a Moabite. She was a Moabite. She was a widow. In fact, the Bible makes the pronouncement that if you have a farm and you are harvesting, if you harvest, you don't go back. So if there's anything that escapes you, you don't go back to pick it. So the poor people, after you have passed, they will be at the edge, also carrying the ones that escape you so that they can eat. That was what Ruth went to do at the farm of Boaz when Boaz met her. She was almost like a woman without value. Number one, she was a widow. Two, she was not from Israel. Three, she was not from any other country, apart from the country that God says must not enter his presence for 10 years, for 10 generations. But you know what? He married Boaz. And if you look at Matthew chapter 1, five women were mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus. When Israel's When Bible times are written, you know, they don't mention female. They mention men. But it gets some people, you see, the wife of, I mean, the husband of, who somebody gave birth to. Rahab was mentioned there. Ruth was mentioned there. Mary was mentioned there. Tamar was mentioned there. Unfortunately, if you check, majority of them were not children of Israel. Many Jews were not mentioned. Women are not mentioned. But the women that were mentioned, Tamar was not a Jew. Ruth was not a Jew. Rahab was not a Jew. I've forgotten the third person, the fourth person, before Mary.
Bathsheba.
Or the fourth person. You know what Bathsheba did? Huh? You know, do you know what Tamar did? Tamar. Are there Bible scholars here? Tamar was the one that dressed like a prostitute to go and sleep with his father-in-law. His name was there. Rahab was the one called prostitute that hid the spy. His name was there. Bathsheba. Who was he? Was he not the one that slept with David and his husband was killed? What happened? He was there. Who else again did I tell he was there? Ruth, which I'm talking about. A widow from nowhere. He was there. They were almost valueless in the eye of the world. But the Lord restored their value. That you made a mistake in the past does not mean mercy cannot restore your value. Do you understand? But it is a fact that you go and sin no more when the value has been restored. Lift your two hands up to him. Say, oh Lord, restore my value. Restore my honor. Restore my glory. Restore my value. Restore my honor. Restore my glory. Restore my value. Restore my honor. Restore my glory. Restore my value. Restore my honor. Restore my glory. Restore my value. Restore my honor. Restore my glory. Restore my value. Restore my glory. Restore my honor. Restore everything I have lost. Oh Lord, 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 restore everything I have lost. In the name of Jesus, stretch your hand here. Every affliction of shame. Every affliction of valuelessness. Every affliction that brings lack of honor. Let that affliction be taken away today. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that saw your glory, your honor, and your value and attack you because of jealousy, because of envy, today, recover from that loss. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a restoration for you. 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 In the name of Jesus. When the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion, we were my men that dream. We were like men that dream. Let it do you like dream. But let the Lord arise and restore you. In the name of Jesus. Idimija, hallelujah. Modele ayo. Idimija. Hallelujah. Modele ayo. Idemija. Hallelujah.
Modele
ayo.
Idemija.
Hallelujah.
Modele.
When they say something is depression, it's a loss of joy. It's a loss of light. Depression is an attack of darkness and an attack of unhappiness. An attack of despair upon a person. When a man loses, a believer loses his joy, he loses his mojo. He loses what makes him go for. Because it's with joy that we draw from the wells of God. You need joy to draw something. It's with joy that you draw. So when the devil wants to stop you from drawing, he attacks you. He takes away joy. But joy cannot be taken away. It's happiness that can be taken away. We come today. Anyone that has a loss of joy. Animoko liya balaba zita. Hidemi ma jao. Hallelujah. Modele ayo. Hidemi jao. Hallelujah.
Modele layo.
Hidemi ma jao. Hallelujah. Modele ayo.
Hidemi jao. Hallelujah.
Every cloud of darkness covering anybody here, anything draining your joy, draining your happiness, draining your strength, let them be terminated by fire. Let them be terminated by thunder. In the name of Jesus, name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Stretch your hand here. Whatever is draining away your strength, whatever is giving darkness a stronghold in your life, whatever is draining away your joy, draining away your passion, let them be terminated by thunder.
Amen.
Let them be terminated by fire.
Amen.
Let them be terminated by the force of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever you lack passion for, it is difficult for you to be blessed there. Please listen to me. Whatever you don't have passion for, is difficult to be blessed there. You need passion. You need joy to draw. To draw. To draw. To draw. To draw. To draw. You need passion. You need joy to draw. Whatever is attacking your joy, let the forces of heaven arise and destroy them.
Amen.
Let the forces of heaven arise and destroy them.
Amen.
Let the forces of heaven arise and destroy them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you. Have your seats. We bless your name, Jesus. We're talking about losses. Let me take a few before I stop. We'll continue next week. It says, the Bible says, the expectation of a righteous shall not be cut off. But in your experience, how is it? That means the desires of a righteous shall be met. Some of us, we don't even have an expectation again. Because it's as if, even I said, when I expect something, I'm always disappointed. So, as I did now, I know they expect anything. Anything will go happen, make it happen. Is the devil stealing from you? You should not allow it. Because it is written, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short, shall not be cut off, shall not be denied him. But now we have no expectation again because we are disappointed. Therefore, we arise today and we destroy every power of disappointment, every affliction of discouragement. We arise against them. Lift your right hand and say, I come by the blood of Jesus. Say, against every fear, every discouragement, every disappointment in any area of my life. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus. Against every fear, every discouragement, every disappointment in any area of my life. I come by the blood, by the blood, by the blood. I come by the blood of Jesus. Against every fear. Every discouragement. Every disappointment. My expectations are no longer be cut short. I come by the blood, by the blood, by the blood. I come by the blood. Can I hear you pray? I come by the blood of Jesus. I come by the blood of Jesus. Against every fear, every discouragement, every disappointment. I come by the blood of Jesus. Matataria da 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 matata, ebeteria da da da, etelebokoria da, azata katala bakatala, etelebokoria da da, amazata kata, ebetete, aria da da. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Some have been discouraged and disappointed, transgender. Even when you are praying, even if the prayer is your own. Even to open mouth becomes difficult. you are at the right place. The Lord has broken the affliction of disappointment over your destiny. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say from today, say by the blood of Jesus, I come against every spirit of disappointment, every spirit of discouragement, every spirit of fear against my life. I come by the blood, I come by the blood. Matakata. Eriakatada. Mezetekeria. Rebekeria Kadada. Mazatakataka. Rebekeria. Eriakatada. Mazatakata. Rebekeria. Rebekeria Kadada. Mazataka. Eriketalele. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Listen to me. Some of you think we are spiritual champions, so some things don't happen to us. You don't go through what we go through. Have you needed money before, and you pray for one, God release money, God release money, God release money, God release money, and God releases money for them, and they come to share with you that God has done great things. They never give you one letter. But at the same time, you are praying, oh Lord, increase my finance. Do something. And God does nothing. You are sick. You come in sickness. You preach for 2 months. 2 months continually. 3 services. You are preaching. Nobody knows you are sick. As you are finishing preaching 3 services, they don't know you are sick. They are coming for healing. You are laying hands on them. They are all being healed. But for you, no healing comes. And sometimes when you say, I'm very tired, they go about saying, if I say people don't they plenty for church, pastor no, they pray for everybody again. It don't start to they do younger. Paul say, poor, but making others rich. You think you are facing disappointment. You don't understand. We stand up every Sunday, we come to preach. We stand up every Wednesday, we come. Not because we don't have challenges, but because we never give up and we keep going on. A lot, do you understand? So when we see some people, they come to share the story with you. You look at it. Sometimes it's 30,000 naira problem. They are looking as if the world is over. Then you think about your own problem and say, ah, is that why this man is looking like this? You don't understand. You don't understand. Everybody, they carry your own. If we remove clothes, in the midst of it all, God is faithful. Hello? Can I say God is faithful? Can I say God is faithful? Can I say God is faithful? We come and we put our hope in the faithfulness of God.
Yes, sir.
The hope that does not make us shame. We come by that hope. We come in that strength. And we decree everything you have lost, let them be restored back unto you. 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 In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lift your two hands up. Say, every satanic postponement of my day of joy. What do you want God to do about this? Fill in the gap and pray. Every satanic postponement of my day of joy, that is a loss. It's a loss. Every satanic postponement of my day of joy. Etelele bokoria kada. Rabakatala. Ebekeke. Rabakaria kada. Meria kada da. Mazata kada. Erikadelelelelo. Mazata kada. Ebekeke. Rebekeria. Rabakatala. Eberia kada da. Mazata kada. Eria kada da. Erikadelelelo. Mazata. Erikadelelelo. Erikadelelelo. Mazata. Every satanic postponement of my day of joy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
You need to pray. Everybody stand up on your feet. Let's pray. Let's pray. Do you have somebody you keep calling and say, how about that thing? How about that thing you promised? Or how about that thing I gave you that you're supposed to restore back? And you keep asking, and the person keeps telling you this. For some of you, it's 3 years already. Don't worry. It will be done. Don't worry. It will be done. and you know the person is not a liar, and you can say, don't worry. Don't worry. We will soon do it. 1 year don't go. 2 years don't go. 3 years don't go. You don't almost forget it. It is a satanic postponement of your day of joy. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray together. Another Dagalibo Korea. Every satanic postponement of my day of joy, let it expire today. Expire. Aradadadaba Korea. Ebeke Teribo Korea. Rebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebelebel Pray.
Amen.
If you are a young person here, pray. You need to pray. You need to pray. It's one of the afflictions that young people suffer in this country. That's why today they tell you, have Nigeria happened to you before? You know, you want to go abroad, you have no money. You got a scholarship, fully paid. You need, what do you collect from school? You need transcript from school. Ordinary transcript from school. When I was trying to go and study abroad, I spent 1 year to get my transcript. 1 year to get my transcript. Many people in Nigeria have lost scholarship opportunities because of transcripts. Come tomorrow, register, no day around. We don't see your file. Computer, like no day. Different kind of excuses. And we did not clear you. You did not do this. Hostel did not clear you. Where is your library card? Different. Are those the excuses? I don't know. I'm just... But the opportunity came. There's something postponed it. I pray for everyone here. Whatever is promising you and failing... Today, let the Lord deliver you from that syndrome.
Amen.
Let the Lord deliver you from that syndrome.
Amen.
Let the Lord deliver you from that syndrome.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you know that some of us, if it is by the promises, we are already millionaires. If it is by the promises, we are already millionaires. But where is the promise? We have not laid hold on it. But today, if we don't lay hold of it, it's a loss. But today, we will lay hold. Of your promises. Say anything that have been promised.
Anything that has been
I can't hear you. Say anything that have been promised.
That
have not touched.
That
have not come to me. Say
today.
Say my Lord.
Arise.
Deliver them to me. In the name of Jesus. Can I really pray for yourself? Atakata laba karia. Mazatakata. Mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
I saw the graduation program of a school this year, maybe like three weeks ago. Invited people for graduation. And they combined five or six graduations. You are in civil service, you want to do promotion and stuff. They combined like four. Because for 4 years, they never promoted anybody. You are going to pray. Whatever is detaining my promises. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Do you give me opportunity to slap people that are not praying well? Go hit them. Are you giving me the permission to hit people? Anybody with a good belt here? I'll start from this side. Say, any power,
returning
my promise,
any power,
putting my promise in captivity, release them by the blood of Jesus. Let them be released, let them be released. In the name of Jesus, Mother Kata, Leba Koriaka, Eterete, Tobo Kuriana, Rabakaria Kadada, Aria Kadala, Erete, Maria Kadada, Aria Kadada, Mazataka, Eterete, Pray.
Amen.
Promises. You know what the Bible said? It said, hope deferred, make the heart sick. So sometimes I just come and say, why are you people not smiling? Why are you not laughing? Because you have waited for something and waited. You are tired of waiting. And you don't have an option to wait than to wait. But the Lord is remembering you.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever that thing has been detained, it is released unto you today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's pray again. Let my promise be released.
Let my promise.
Let my substance be released.
Let my substance.
Let my job be released.
Let my job.
Let my finances be released. Let my marriage be released.
Whatever it is,
can you command their release? With your hand up, command their release. Command their release. Say, I come in the name of Jesus. I come in the blood of Jesus. Let them be released. 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 Let the money be released. Let them.
Release,
anyone that have done any job anywhere and the funds have not been released, promise today, promise tomorrow, and you are already in debt. We come by the fire of the Lord. We command those things to release unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I forgot him. Was he here or in the office that somebody came for counseling with me and a job he did for 3 years? In fact, he borrowed to do the job. The interest was going. Before he was paid, the interest has chopped all this thing, and he was in debt. Anyone that has gone into debt because of something that has been withheld from you, let there be a divine recovery for you.
Amen.
Let there be a divine restoration for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your two hands. Say, from today.
from today.
None of the promises of the Lord concerning me shall fail.
None of the promises,
none of the promises of men for me shall fail. None of any promise, no promise shall fail. Lift your two hands, decree, decree, decree. Say from today, none of the promises of God concerning my life shall fail. None of the promises of men shall fail. They shall not 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 fail.
Rekata bella kada bossa da bella kada bea ratom bena ka fratisa and akom bena
no the promise of God to save my life shall fail.
Take the bar ratem bella tam bena
no the promise of man to me shall fail.
Take bella tande repamba ko prefetiga letam bereto sada bella kada
in Jesus mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
This is the last prayer we are going to pray. I don't know the number of times we are going to pray it. Maybe once. Maybe many times. Any strong man sitting on my promises. One of my daughters, I spoke with her last week. How she got her job was a powerful testimony. How she was promoted was a much more higher testimony. But the person, HR, refused to release the letter. I just even remembered now. So there are people, strong men are spirit, strong men can be men. He's supposed to sign. He just say, I'm tired. I don't want to sign this one now. There's no money to spend now. And why do they want to give this man? Is he only him? Why this company all the time? And why this person? Do you know that sometimes something affects 1,000 people? And because one person is among the 1,000, and the person to sign is against one person, he just says, nobody is moving. Those are strong men. But this month is a month of divine shift, supernatural shift. We are shifting them away.
Amen.
You are going to pray like a madman. Are you here? I'm going to pray every strong man sitting on my promises shift.
Strong man sitting on my promises shift.
In the name of Jesus. After you do that, you pray the most conk tongue you have ever prayed in your life. Magadengi ni moku kaga ni moji daga. Eriana na makata karia gada. Are you here? Are you here? Lift your hands up. Say, every strong man, sitting on my promises, shift. We have prayed. You are praying. The angels of God are here. Let's use the power of angels. You're going to pray. Say, angels of God arise.
Angels of God arise.
Destroy.
Destroy.
Every strong man.
Every strong
sitting
man.
On my promises.
Sitting on my promises.
You know promises. You can fill in the gap. You can change it. And then we go into tongues. Lift your mouth. Lift your voice. Say, angels of God.
Angels of God.
Arise.
Destroy.
Every strong man.
Yeah.
Sitting on my progress,
sitting on my
lifting, sitting on my increase, in the name of Jesus,
I can
never carry
out.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name
of Jesus, in the
We are praying. Are you seeing church? Ide mi ja hallelujah. Modele ayo.
Ide mi ja hallelujah. Modele ayo.
Dele ayo, no dele ayo. It's right. Idemija means my yoke is broken. My yoke is broken. Therefore, any yoke under which you are laboring, let them break.
Amen.
You know what we do? When I shout, let them break, you will say amen. I will be counting till 7. After the 7, just be quiet. And the angels will do some work here. Are you ready? God of vengeance
has won my battle for me.
God of miracles
has won my battle for me. Because
God of vengeance
has won my battle for me. Long ago,
Lord of miracles
has won my battle for me. Because I'm a winner man, I'm a winner man. He has won my battle for me.
Every strong man sitting on your progress, sitting on your lifting, sitting on your increase, sitting on your promises. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Ramagada Galibo Koriagada. Every strong man from your father's house, from your mother's house, from any altar, from any village, from any shrine, from any witchcraft cupboard, from any darkness, from the star, the moon, the star, that is sitting on your progress, sitting on your lifting, sitting on your interest, sitting on your promises, sitting on anything belonging to you. Let them perish by thunder.
Amen.
2.
Amen.
3.
Amen.
4.
Amen.
you. Whatever you desire that has not been released unto you, that has not come unto you, let them be released unto you by fire.
Amen.
2.
Amen.
3.
Amen.
4.
Amen.
5.
Amen.
6.
Amen.
7.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, my last prayer for you. We put an end to every season of losses.
Amen.
In your life, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
2.
Amen.
3.
Amen.
4.
Amen.
5.
Amen.
6.
Amen.
7.
Amen.
We thank you. Stretch your hand as if you want to receive something from the Lord. Whatever belongs to you that has not come. That has not come. That has not come. They are released unto you with speed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Your season of losses are over. Your season of false accusations are over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The strength of the Lord is your portion. The help of the Lord is for you. You are making supernatural progress. You are being lifted up supernaturally. You are being increased supernaturally. In the name of Jesus, that debt is supernaturally paid. In the name of Jesus, you are helped marvelously. You are helped supernaturally. You are helped by the force of heaven. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.